This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton.
Top congressional lawmakers struck a late-night agreement on the last major obstacle to a COVID-19 economic relief package costing nearly $1 trillion, clearing the way for votes as early as Sunday. A Democratic aide said in an email that an agreement had been reached late Saturday and that compromise language was being finalized. The COVID-19 legislation has been held up after months of dysfunction, posturing, and bad faith. But talks turned serious in December as lawmakers now face the deadline of acting before exiting Washington, D.C. for Christmas. The bill, lawmakers and aides say, would establish a temporary $300 per week supplemental jobless benefit and $600 direct stimulus payments to most Americans, along with a fresh round of subsidies for hard-hit businesses and funding for schools, health care providers, and renters facing eviction. U.S. distribution of Moderna Incorporated's COVID-19 vaccine began Saturday, with more than 3,700 sites scheduled to start receiving and administering shots as soon as Monday. Introduction of the new vaccine comes as U.S. communities experience record coronavirus infections and deaths. Workers on Saturday were packing vaccines into containers and loading them onto trucks. U.S. Army General Gustav Perna said during a news conference, trucks will set out Sunday and shipments will start reaching healthcare providers as soon as Monday. Doses of vaccine must travel with security guards, including U.S. Marshals, and will be stored in locked refrigerators. U.S. plans for a call for at-risk groups such as elderly people in nursing homes and medical workers to receive the vaccines first. You can follow this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.